So we're looking at the Sfasemes, Parshas Bamidbar, Shnas Tuf Resh Mem. On page 21 in these editions of the Sfasemes. The Sfasemes on the right hand side. So the Medrash discusses how the first pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe specifically B'midbar Sinai V'daber Hashem el Moshe B'midbar Sinai B'ohel Ma'ed. Now of course we know that the Bnei Israel is still in the Midbar. The point of the pasuk is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe and taught all of Torah, all of the Torah was imparted to Bnei Israel specifically in the desert, in the Midbar. So the Medrash tells us seemingly contradictory explanations as to why the Torah had to be given in a desert. Note 5 here quotes most of the Medrash. Begimel Dvarim Nitnat. HaTorah was given Be'esh u'b'mayim u'b'midbar. Psukim, of course, in Parshas Yisro, you say that there was the tremendous amount of fire, and there was the smoke. And the pasuk in Shiras Devora says, "Natafu mayim," that there was water. That there was water also at Har Sinai, probably some. A great amount of water, powerful waters. So that the Torah is given with Eish, with Mayim, Bamidbar, in the desert. Why? V'lama nitna begimel dvarim? Lama nitna begimel dvarim halalu? Elama elu chinam. Fire, if somebody has a fire, you go over to them and say, could I have a light? No one's going to charge you for a light. Fire is chinam. You can create it if you know how. If you're a Boy Scout, you can make fire by yourself. And then, I mean, if anybody here knows how to do that, I don't know if they're, you know, then you know, really you're showing some skills. Like, I have to wonder whether you ever went to a yeshiva. I know. But Boy Scouts know how to create a fire, how to start a fire. Right? Fire is free. Water is free. I mean, it used to be. Right? But if you catch the rain, it's certainly free. And the desert. No one's gonna charge you for taking a walk in the desert. And actually, in Eretz Yisrael, now we have a lot of problems with people who take up residence and they live for free in the desert. Right? So these are free. These are chinam. Kach divrei Torah chinam hei. The Medrash says, Torah is free. You want Torah? You want the wisdom of Torah? Come take it. It's free. It's open for all. No charge. Davar acher. This same Medrash continues and says another very different explanation. V'dabra Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai. Why in Midbar Sinai? Elokol she'enu oisa atzmoi k'midbar hefker. If you don't make of yourself a person completely free of all kinds of material impediments and concerns, if you're not completely wasted, so to speak, in all other aspects of your life, if you're busy and all invested in other things, Eino yochel liknois es hachochma v'hatayra, then you will not be able to acquire the Torah. Wisdom is not going to be accessible to you. You have to empty yourself of everything. So the contradiction is clear. Sfasemes asks Ulochaira, Shteyelu, Hapirushim, Soisrin Zeza. They seem to contradict one another. Ki eich heim chinam, how can you tell me Torah is free? Easily, come take it. Shetzrichin, if at the same time, Lasis Atzmeni, we have to make of ourselves a vacuum, empty ourselves. V'nichseinu hefker, take ourselves, our belongings, and make ourselves completely abandoned, kimidbar, like an empty desert. In the parish, there's a famous parish of Reb Zev Wolf Einhorn, in the Medrash Rabbah, where he says, and I'll quote the way he puts it, he says, what does it mean to make yourself hefker? Shaloi lahakpid al shum davar midivrei ha'olam. It doesn't mean you know, not to have anything, but even if you have, but that's not what you're about. That's not what you're makpid, that's not what you care about. If you care about something else but Torah, you're not going to be able to be kind of Torah. So that's a very different perspective than saying it's free, it's easy for everybody to acquire Torah. So the Sfasemis now is going to answer as follows. Achein, of course. Vadai Torah chinam. There is Torah that's free. Mishir tziyachalu maidva. Anybody who wishes to can learn Torah. And Baruch Hashem, we do. Aval liknois ha-Torah. To acquire the Torah. And what does acquiring Torah mean? It doesn't just mean to know or to learn. To acquire the Torah is something very personal. And he explains, Kamesh Kasuv, like the Gemara Kedushin says, why is the Torah referring to the Chachamim as Zakenim? Zaken is Zeshekana Chachma. That's what a Zaken stands for. Zaken Zeshekana Chachma. This person acquired Chachma Satayr. And now the Sfasemis adds, Hainu Shiyesh LaChachma Dira Vekain Kufnun Baliboy. We know what the mitzvah of Kain Tzipor is. What is a Kain? A bird's nest, which means you have to create, and it's very, very picturesque, but a nest doesn't come by itself. You have to create, the bird creates one small, fine twig or piece of straw at a time, interwoven one into the other, very intricately, very delicately, perched in a very safe, very, very importantly, perched in a safe place. So a person who is a zaken has created and has made a nest. He's built of himself, beliboy in his heart. Kain beliboy. He's prepared a place for Torah, that the Torah should live in him. That's very different from just learning. That means that whole completely changed personality, where the person is a living, breathing Sefer Torah. It's not just because the person knows so much, but that's what the person is about. One can be a living, breathing Sefer Torah and still have to learn most of Shas. But one is absolutely not just enamored of Torah, but so involved with Torah that literally everything else is thrown away. And that, like the song we used to sing in Yiddish, like Varft Avek, Yedin Yoch, learning Torah Noch and Noch. Everything else is abandoned, everything else is let go. You let go of everything else. Because that's all we're interested in. That's Kinyan Torah. That's something else. So the Midrashim are not really contradicting. The first Midrash is saying everybody can and should and does learn. We learn Torah. Then if we're going to reach a Madrega of Kinyan Torah, then it's something so personal that that's what the person is, not just what he learns, but that's what the person is all about. He has created living home, a living home that the Torah lives within this person, a Kain Balibai, Zokain, Kain, a nest or home for Torah that he built in his heart. Valze Mivakshin, this is what we ask when we say a daven in the morning in the bracha, Harivna Hashem Elokeinu Zdivri Sarosko Befinu. That's what Harivna means. We understand Pshat. Harivna means when something has a sweetness and it's so sweet and we enjoy it, then you enjoy it more, you take in more, you imbibe more because you enjoy it more. But He's saying a very interesting interpretation. That's why we say v'harivno sheyia ta'aruvus ha'toira b'peh ha'adam. Fascinating interpretation. Harev from the Lashon of Erev. What's an Erev?
Mixture.
Everybody coming together. Erev means a mixture, where it's not like this person's house is separate from that person's house, so that for Shabbos' sake, this is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, separate from the other Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and then therefore Midrabanan, we can't go from one to the other. We are mixed together into one. Harev Noah is Divri Sarasch Befinu, meaning cause that our very mouths are just instruments of Torah, that there should be a Tarevis of Torah that mixes with me and becomes part and parcel of what I am. Liyos Divrei Torah Nivla'in B'damai, that the Torah should be sunk in, absorbed into the person's bloodstream. I remember listening to Rav Elias Schwartz, Zichron Levracha, who was a long, long time principal of Yeshivas Torah Semes Kamenitz for generations. And he used to tell us always, and he said the same thing every bar mitzvah, the tefillin that you put on your arm and in your forehead, the tefillin should go into your bloodstream. That was the line. The tefillin should go into your bloodstream. So the source for this idea, saying it this way, is really from the Chiddush Yerim. The Chiddush Yerim was quoted by another grandchild who was the Rebbe in Pilz, the Sifsei Tzaddik. And he says, I'll say it first in Yiddish. He says in the name of the Zayda that this, which we see, it's quoted here in the bottom, Avos Reb Nosson. Haloimed Torah b'yaldusai divrei Torah nivloim b'damav. That Torah becomes absorbed into the very, literally into the flesh and blood of the person. It's in the person's blood. So he says, quoting, Sifsei Tzaddik says, quoting his grandfather, the Chiddush Yerim, "Ze zon vern adurch kneten mit dem blut in alle evarim." That the words of Torah should be kneaded, like you knead dough, and you have, you know, it's a watery mixture, and then it gets thicker and thicker, right? The Torah should be kneaded into the fiber of the person's being. That's what the Medrash means when it says Kenyan Torah, to be kind of Torah. That means that you take everything else and put it aside. Attitudinally. And that's the good news. The good news is that we are all able to come to this. We have to work on it. We have to work very, very hard. We have issues of parnasa and issues of our children and issues of the neighborhood and issues of all kinds of concerns and issues of personal health and on and on and on. And they press on us. They do. It's only natural that they do. And yet, somehow, we have to mentally, emotionally prepare each time we learn. And every morning when we say the bracha, v'harivna, we can now say it with an idea, not only that it should be sweet, but v'harivna, that the Torah should become something that not only occupies our time, but fills us and becomes definitive of who we are, and what I feel, and what I think, and how I am in every way disposed, is with that Torah that's literally flowing in my blood. But this means Torah not just in practice, but in learning. Which means that we really, really care about the Siddurim, that we care not just to say, okay, yeah, I learned because it's a chayim, it's a mitzvah, and I have to, but because we want to change ourselves. We want to have a Kenyan Torah so that we are this nest, the Kain Beliboy, is created by us, so that we are one with the Torah, and the Torah is one with us. Now, it's such a very, very daunting task. So he says, "Umikol makom, hakol ba al yedei esek haTorah." That's so true. We all know this. When you get into a sugya, when you get into learning something, you get absorbed into it. You almost get lost in it, right? You know, like it's like for an hour or two, the world doesn't exist. Everything else, something, even in times that are difficult, le'aleinu, in times that are pressure filled with whatever. But if you are zeichet to have a good shir or a good limud or a good chavrusa, and you just, you're in it, we all know that, Baruch Hashem, everything else just goes away. That's kinyan Torah. Because at that moment, that's the hefker. Everything went hefker, everything else, every other concern went goodbye. Left us. And that's how we gain this ability, by practicing it. He says, Adidei Eisek HaTorah. When you're Eisek that way, you can find yourself creating the oneness and the unity of the person with the Torah and the Torah with the person, where everything else, like the Midbar, is gone. And now he says a fascinating thing. Ve'al zeh amru mitok shelo lishma bo lishma. That's mitach shalei lishma bo lishma. We might think at first glance shalei lishma means all kinds of. I want to feel good. I want to have self-respect. I want to respect someone else. I want to be considered, you know, at least a ben Torah and chalila. I shouldn't be an am haaretz. You know, whatever shalei lishma means, and those are not such bad shalei lishmos. He's saying here, no, shalei lishma means. You want to know the Torah. You want to know Torah. You want to be a Talmud Chacham because that's a great value. There's something greater. And that is to have a Kenyan Torah, that the Torah and you become one. And Mitach Shalei Lishma, where you're Isaac and you say, okay, I'm not yet at that level. I'm not at that Madrega. Certainly not with constancy. But if I get into my learning, if I get into a Sugya, and I'm really devoted to it, I can get there, and the more I'll do that, day after day, Seder after Seder, it will change me. Mitach shalei lishma bo lishma. V'ha-mishnah, mishnah in avos, chishavis, memches, devarim, sha-Torah niknis b'hem. The Torah lists, the famous Kinyan Torah mishnah, perek vav in avos, listing all the ways that you are kind of Torah, u'mistama yimei ha-sfira, the days of Sefirah Seimer, amuchanim l'takin eila hadvarim ulevatel kol hakoyches v'amidus l'hatoyre v'oz hatoyre nikneis. U'bemez gam eilu hamidus zoichin al yidei esek hatoyre. The way to gain, if you look at the lists of things in Kinyan Torah, you recognize that by practicing, those means of acquiring Torah come to us. It's interesting that there are 48, and how many days are there? So there are 49 in the Sefirah. So that means that there's one means of Kinyan Torah for each day. In our shul a couple of years ago, back in Cedarhurst, we had a listing of them, and each day a way of focusing in on that means of Kinyan Torah. And then finally, on the last day, you're supposed to review all of them. That's the 49th day. Of course, you wait till the end to try to gain the Kinyan. It's hard enough to gain in a lifetime. It's hard enough to even attempt in 7 weeks, but to do it all in the last day. No, the last day is just to review what they are and solidify the kinyanim that we've acquired and the kelim that we've managed and the tools we've managed to acquire for a deeper kinyan Torah during the sphere. The kinyan Torah also becomes accessible to us by learning with fervor. It's interesting that the idea of absorption. So in Sfasemis Parshas Chukas in Tafresh Nun Beis, he says it's interesting that when a person eats and needs food and needs sustenance, we make a bracha beforehand, and then we eat, and then we make a bracha and thank Hashem afterward. There's no other time except for, you know, Pesukah Dezimra, you know, where it's a certain kind of kiyum, Brichas Kriyashma. But in terms of what a person does and enjoys, practices, not just davening. So before you eat and after you eat, you have an aliyah to the Torah. There's a bracha before the aliyah, and there's a bracha after the aliyah. And Sasemis suggests that's because when a person just had the aliyah, he's now asking a Kadosh Baruch Hu that which he had should stay with him, that it should become a part of him, that it should be absorbed literally and become a part of him. And look carefully, indeed, what is the nusach of that bracha? Asher nosan lanu Torah Sms. V'chaye oylam nota b'soichin. The netiyah, nota b'soichinu, means that it's not just laid over on the outside of the person. It's not just something draped over. It's a netiyah, which means it got implanted. V'chaye oylam nota b'soichinu. It got implanted. It's arayim in the kishkes. It's in my gut. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just like there's a lasting effect, there's sustenance, there's health, for which we thank Hashem after we eat. So after the spiritual sustenance, we thank Hashem because hopefully it went into us and became a part of us in spiritual, as spiritual sustenance. Now, next part of this Svasem is starts to deal even more with Kabbalah Sater. V'haklal ki Hashem Yisbarach betuvay noisen hamatonos v'hahachonos shenuchol lekabel hamatonos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the matonos, the gift of Torah. And he gives us atachaynin lodom das, gives us the wisdom, the ability to understand, think and to understand Torah. More than that, he helps prepare us and helps our nefashis prepare lekabel hamatanos, to receive these matanos. Shehotzionu miMitzrayim v'kervanu lefnei Har Sinai. Why do we say v'kervanu lefnei Har Sinai dayenu? Because Svasemis is about to explain something happened during the Shloish Yisimei Hagbah. It's not just that we prepared; HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us. And when we prepare for something like Kabbalah Satayra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us prepare if that is what we so desire. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us Lifnei Har Sinai, Hu Siyua, this is the Siyata Deshmaya L'taken Amidois, to help perfect ourselves. V'lizkos liyos muchen l'kabel ha-Tayra, to be ready, to be zeichet, to be ready to receive the Torah. U'bapasik, that's the pasuk in Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, V'kidashtom hayoim u'machar. It's interesting that the word to prepare for Matan Torah, the word used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is V'kidashtom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses that word. He uses the word to be prepared, Hayu nechonim l'shloishes yamim, and V'kidashtom. Hayom u'machar, which means that even before Matan Torah, we are prepared and become holy. U'mistama hishpia lahem Hashem Yisbarach kedusha mikaydem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no doubt, imbued us with a kedusha such that we would be able to be mekabel Torah and have what was Gilu Shechina at Har Sinai. V'hu b'mamar v'atem tiyuli mamlachis koinim v'goy kodosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore doesn't just mean after I give you the Torah. It's a chiddush, but it makes a lot of sense. He's saying not just what will be after. In order for you to be mekabel Torah, you are already being made special and kodosh. V'hainu shehachano lekabel haTorah gam ken me'ito yizbarach. Being able to receive Torah? What? Human beings? Erstwhile slaves, a few weeks ago, came out from Mitzrayim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it possible. If you just want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it possible. That's the hachana of Kabbalah Satera from Hashem. V'zeh ha-shevach shekervon lufnei har-sinai, on which we say, Dayenu. V'ha-toyre noisen es bracha u'kdusha lufneha u'lachareha. Now he says a fascinating thing. Kavachem emidas peronius. Avodah Zorah is a terrible thing. Everybody knows Avodah Zorah is a terrible thing. And he goes on to quote the Medrash. Everybody knows the Medrash because it's a Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha, where Avram pursues the kings. Vayirdaif, the pasuk says, Adon. Shom toshash kaychai. He got to a certain place north to Dun, and there Avram felt he couldn't go on. Why? Because generations later, one of the Agolim, one of the Eglei Zov that Bnei Yisrael, the Seres Shvatim, would install, would be at Dun. But it's hundreds and hundreds of years before that. Doesn't matter. Avodah Zarah corrupts and weakens us before, let alone after. Says this Fasemis, so how about Torah? If Am Yisrael is going to receive Torah in 3 days' time, Kavachayme mimidas haperonius. Shavoy dezara hay regis lefanah ulachareho kedisa bemedrash paposik vayir devadon. Kavachayme bemida teiva. So bemida teiva. So for sure we're ready to be makabel Torah. That means that there's a kedusha that can come to us beforehand. Rosh Chodesh, Mirtz Hashem, Sunday, and then Shleshi Simei Hagabola, Emir Tzishem, Tuesday, Wednesday, Yom Chamish, Havol Einu L'Toyva. We should be starting to get ready, knowing, dancing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, because I'm going to receive Torah, you're already making it possible for me to receive it, which means you're making me ready, which means I'm already becoming more Kadosh than I was before, in anticipation of, and to make me ready to receive Torah. Kal v'chomer from Avodah Zarah. V'zeh shekosuv v'hayu nechonim layom hashlishi. Ki b'yom hashlishi yeireid Hashem la'enei chala'om al har Sinai. He says that there's a remez here. Al yedei shebe'yom hashlishi yeireid l'chein yesh b'kochem atu l'hochin atzmo. Because you're going to receive Torah, the now is already, you're already being prepared, you're already being set up, your nefesh and the constellation of your neshama is already capable of tremendous things in anticipation of the holy Torah you're going to receive. That's what Hashem meant when he said, "Hayu nechonim l'shloishis yomim, ki b'yom ha'shlishi yered." Ki b'yom ha'shlishi yered doesn't just mean be ready so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come, or because he's going to come, be ready. No. Hayu nechonim l'yom ha'shlishi, you can be ready because Hashem is coming, therefore there are changes that can happen in you beforehand in anticipation of what you have to become. And that's how we should emerge Hashem Ko be Makabel Torah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's help next week. It should be that we are thinking about the fact that this is coming, and because we know it's coming and we're going to be preparing ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mashpia us and is going to imbue us with such a capacity and with such a holy nature and increase our Kedusha in anticipation of and in preparation and prepare us to be Makabel Torah, because we will earlier, 3 days in advance, because Baruch Hu will make that all possible and lift us toward Him, Emir Tzishem, in anticipation of Kabbalah Satir.